Hello and welcome to Strunchcast episode 99.
Can you always trust a glasses wearer?
This is a question that has come up for me quite a lot in recent weeks, and we will discuss why that is a bit later on. But before that, do tell me about your busy week.
It's been busy. Busy. I'm getting ready for holiday.
Which is just one day away from by the time you hear this podcast.
I know. We go Saturday early morning and there's just so much to do before then.
Yeah.
So much.
That's why this is probably, you're seeing the length of runtime, we're not, short.
Yeah.
Right?
There's just a lot to do.
Have you done anything exciting? You did go to Westfield.
Yeah, we went.
It wasn't exciting, but...
Yeah. No, I mean, it was just spending a fortune on toiletries and sun cream that you need.
Yeah.
For holiday.
But it needed doing.
Yeah, exactly. The rest of the week has just been just boring, being busy, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff. Nothing majorly exciting, really. But you've been out and about, so.
Yeah.
You can tell.
So on Tuesday, about 20 to 8 in the morning, I jumped in a car with Jake. We drove to Cambridge for 2 hours. Sat around for half an hour. I was on a panel presentation for another half hour. Sat around for another 10, 20 minutes and came home again. I was back in London by 1 o'clock.
It was a crazy, very whistle-stop tour.
So basically, I was there for ARM, that's ARM, the people behind all the processors in your phones and, well, lots of devices have ARM processors, honestly. If you look around, your washing machine, even your fridge, all of this kind of thing, right? All these smaller devices. So they put on a panel presentation thing, and I was there representing Envision AI, and there was another company there called Psyonix with an incredible, what do you call that, like bionic hand, and a person that uses this daily.
The picture was amazing.
Yeah, Jake sent some pictures back, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it's a very cool hand. Like, I was really intrigued by this. The prosthesis wearer puts their whole arm inside the hand, and when they flex their muscles and everything, the fingers on the hand can open up and close based on their thought processes and things and the way that they flex just the right way.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And if the finger comes into contact with something, it sends a vibration back up the hand into the body of the person wearing it, so they know that they've gripped onto something. Because when you can't feel it, physically feel the nerves and everything, you don't know. And, you know, I was talking to this guy about it, a guy called Dale, and I said, you must have broken a lot of glasses in your time. He's like, oh, yeah, in the beginning, just all the time. You don't know your own strength.
Yeah.
Those things are strong. So, yeah, it was a good, very, very quick drive there and back. They sent me a car, too. I was expecting to have to go by train and everything, but they sent me a
fancy
car.
Fancy, wasn't it?
Door to door. Mercedes as well. It was rather nice.
Very nice.
To be honest, that's basically been the highlight of my week since the last record. Not a lot else has happened. So it's been very quiet.
Yeah. Been crazy.
And we're all just, you know, preparing for the week off. I think we all need it.
Yeah, we do. We all just need a bit of a switch off, I think.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yes.
Well, give us the quiz question then, see where we are.
So, last week's quiz question was... What verb can mean both to ride a horse for light exercise and to access a computer network illegally? Do you know what it is?
I could only think of hacking, but that doesn't seem like the right thing.
Yeah, it is.
Hacking is riding a horse?
Yeah, so you say, like, I'm going to go for a hack. And it's, you know, you might go for a sort of, not like super slow, because you're still riding a horse, but like a sort of slowish walk around, I don't know, a field or through some woods or something.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
And the next question is, which of these is the name of a word-based tile game? Is it Kiwi Grams, Grape Grams, or Banana Grams?
Ooh, okay. Not what I was expecting.
I like to mix it up.
All right. So... Let's check out our three comments this week.
Yeah. So Marie says, I believe the answer to the quiz question is hack or hacking. So well done. She says, by the way, I'm commenting late because I'm on vacation in Florida. and I got very busy when I was listening to the podcast the other night. So I'm commenting when everybody else does.
Oh, how dare you comment with the normals.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're going to all Disney the theme parks and stuff. Yeah. She also says, this episode reminded me of the movie Bicentennial Man with Robin Williams.
I've heard of that. I've never seen it.
If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's a great exploration of humanity and the line that robotics could potentially cross. There are episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation that go into this topic as well. The one in particular I was thinking of is The Measure of a Man.
Okay.
My mom and dad always really liked Star Trek and Star Trek The Next Generation and things. They always ended up that. And what was the other one? Is it Babylon 5?
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah.
I got into Star Trek, but I never got into Babylon.
No. Oh, I just remember every time they'd put it on, I'd be like, ugh. And then you'd kind of get into it, you know, halfway through.
Yeah.
Then we have the other comment is from Dangero. He says, they say, hi, everyone. I'm sending this comment as a sort of PSA to remind you all to be careful outside at this time of the year, especially if you're exercising or are active in some other way. 3 days ago, I ended up in hospital. I was walking with my friend to the gym. I was quite out of breath pretty much the whole way there because it was 28, 29 degrees. I did not want to tell her that I was pushing myself beyond my limit because I didn't want to burden her or slow her down. When we got there, my head was swimming, my shirt was drenched in sweat, and I had chest pain. I reluctantly agreed to let her call for emergency services. At the hospital, I was informed that I was fairly dehydrated. They gave me a specific amount you're supposed to drink, but I can't remember exactly what that amount was. For that reason, I've edited this comment to remove the specific amount to avoid spreading medical misinformation. However, it was enough to say that I was told my water intake was lower than it should be in this heat, and that I needed to make sure I was getting enough electrolytes as well. I'm sending this message to remind you all that during this time of year, you must be proactive in drinking plenty of water. I know some of you, particularly those of you in the UK this year, live in hotter areas than I do. I'm not usually open about telling people I've been to hospital, but even the brightest people I know do not take care of their bodies in the way they should. As someone who understands the consequences of not taking care of yourself, I would hate to hear about anyone ending up in hospital in the same or worse condition than I was. Please remember this. Just because you live in a hotter area does not mean you are immune to higher temperatures. If you find yourself getting winded or can't think clearly, you probably haven't had enough water or electrolytes. We are all human beings and we all have the same hydration needs. Also, understand your limit when doing anything physical. If you feel like you can't do any more, unless a professional trainer or medical professional says otherwise, listen to what your body is telling you and stop what you're doing. Not listening to your body has serious consequences that can hurt or kill you, especially during this time of the year. Please take care of yourselves.
Well said.
That's such a great comment, and I hope that you're doing okay.
Yes.
Also, just to piggyback off the back of that, there are certain medications that also make you very susceptible in this kind of, in this heat, in this weather. They either make you more susceptible to the sun, so you burn a lot easier, and also sweating. Like, there's a lot of medications that make your temperature, your body temperature, less able to regulate itself, so therefore you are more inclined to sweat, which also causes dehydration and the lack of electrolytes and everything. So,
all good points.
Lots of things to be careful about.
And like we've said countless times on this podcast already, this is only going to get worse. This global warming phenomena is going to get worse.
Yeah, so we just have to get better about managing.
Yeah, as the weather gets worse, we must get better about learning our limits and understanding where we stand.
Exactly.
Or sit.
So yeah, we hope you feel a lot better now.
Yeah.
It's scary when that happens.
It is. Oh dear. So here comes a topic close to some, not all, blind people's hearts, I think, as we have, some of us, picked up these smart glasses of varying qualities and from different companies. I am a Meta Glasses owner because you bought them for me for my birthday 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Already 2 years. And that's the topic for the day. I sent you an article, didn't I?
You have sent me an article, yeah.
And like in essence, the article is like an anti-Zuck article, and it talks about when smart glasses wearers are near you because bad people have been giving smart glasses a bad name.
Well, I feel like that's where we should start is maybe, well, actually, we should start with what the glasses are in case people aren't aware.
Yes, yes.
So do you want to explain, because you are a glasses user?
A glasses user. The glasses I have are Meta Ray-Bans. They're sunglasses, and they serve multiple purposes for me. They do stop my eyes getting hurt in the sun, but they also have a camera in them and good set of microphones, and I use them, for example, when I'm on stage or if I'm out recording some fun activities that I want both my hands free for. So hands-free glasses wearing and capturing the environment around is what they're supposed to be used for. Mm. Bad people are using them for bad things. But I've recorded myself playing music at gigs. I've recorded when the first thing I recorded with them was driving on a racetrack.
Yeah.
That was the very first use I had of those. And that was very, very cool and very fun indeed.
You recorded when we went on the cruise?
Yeah, when we went on the cruise and we were looking out over the sea and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice because I'm not very good at pointing a camera in the exact right direction, but I can point my head, right? So having a head-mounted camera means I'm probably basically facing the target. And because the lens is quite a wide-angle lens, you are bound to get something resembling what you want, which is good. And that's the proper use case for these. But there are people doing all sorts of nasty, underhanded things, like, for example, removing the record light so they are capturing you when you're not expecting to be caught. And that is giving these and the people that wear them a bad name. And I've seen a few comments on Mastodon from other blind people saying that they use them as, like, mobility aids, for example, and I've also done the same. Because they can connect to Aira and Be My Eyes, which are two services that allow blind people to get help out and about, or for reading stuff in the kitchen, or whatever you want to do. They basically contact a human at the other end of the call, and the human can see what you see.
Yeah.
So if I'm out at Paddington Station with a big suitcase and a cane, and I need help finding the platform or the ticket office, what I'm going to do nowadays is put my glasses on, contact Aira, because I'm a paid Aira subscriber, and get them to help me navigate through the station. Whereas before, I'd have to like jerry-rig my cane and my case and a phone in my two hands. I only have two hands, you know, like the rest of you. Some of you don't. Some of you only have the one. Some of you had none. But glasses mean that that is less relevant. And it also means you don't have your phone out.
Yeah.
But if people see that you're wearing these, the instant thought of a lot of people is, well, they must be up to no good.
And well, because you always hear the negative, horrible. Don't you? So I think with anything, when there is negativity and bad stories around something, that's what you remember and that's what you fear.
Right.
So now that people are becoming more aware of this secret recording, that's all that they're thinking when they see them now.
Yes. So, of course, I have a personal bias here and I have to be transparent about that, but I wanted to particularly for me to make this episode to raise awareness, really, that not everybody is a bad actor.
But also to make people aware of the things that can be happening.
Yep.
You know, some of those things, it's the non-consensual secret recording, I think, is...
Which is a problem.
Yeah, and the compromise in personal data. I mean, that's the other thing. If you're walking around with these glasses... People don't know that they're being recorded. They could be doing anything that's, you know, showing any number of personal details, not realizing that they probably should be a little bit more aware.
Yeah. Are there any parts of the article that stand out to you that you saw that kind of explains a bit about what's going on and why this app exists at all?
I don't know, because I skimmed it very lightly just so that I knew what...
That's all right. It's fine. But it was just, I wanted you to have some context, really.
Yeah, no, it was just, the app is, it detects and alerts you, doesn't it, when a Meta AI set of Meta glasses are being worn around you.
Yeah. And it's probably, I think it's become fast, the one of the most downloaded apps on the App Store.
Yeah, it was ranked number 3. I can't actually see within what kind of distance we're talking.
Yeah, I didn't, wasn't able to tell that.
No.
So just for context, I don't think we ever really mentioned it. This app is something that you can download from the App Store now. And I think it's called Anti-Zuck, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it tells you, although we don't know the distance, it will alert you when you're near a glasses wearer, smart glasses wearer in particular, Meta glasses. Mm. Probably only those. It probably doesn't do the other ones, but
it doesn't say that it does specifically, so yeah.
But I know that there have been confrontations of people wearing them just normally, right? Because there will be the thing about this, and it's like Amazon reviews, I always point out, is that most of the reviews that you read online, the bad ones, are because the product sucked, right? When you have 25,000 people buy something, 3,000 of those will be terrible. It's a high percentage, but you know, it's going to be some big number, and you'll see that. But for the rest of them, they're just getting on with it. But you won't hear about that. You won't hear about the good things. You'll often only hear about the bad things. And I think,
well, I think because in these cases, the bad things are pretty bad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We've got to make people aware of what is going on and how to protect themselves.
And there should be more put in place to stop this kind of thing. Agreed. Mm-hmm. And if that app does that, great. But don't dismiss everybody who's wearing them, because there might be other reasons at play.
Yeah, of course.
From disability to actually just, these are cool sunglasses. They just happen to have a camera. You don't have to be recording when you're wearing them. They actually have a physical on-off switch.
Yeah.
And they can be off. But of course, that doesn't help because, of course, like I said a minute ago, the light can be disabled on them. You have to actually physically take it apart, right? So a lot of people aren't doing that.
I've seen people talk about that they're just covering them. They're not even taking them apart, taking it out. They're just actually covering the light with, I don't know, a sticker or something, or colouring it, or whatever it might be.
It's not supposed to record if you do that, but maybe they've found a way around that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it's physically supposed to not let you record if you cover it up. But I, you know, I'm not about to find out, because I want to use them legitimately and for people to know when I'm recording.
One thing I did read was about facial recognition, and them talking about future updates could let the wearers instantly identify strangers in the street.
That's a problem. Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Yeah,
it reminds me of all the flock safety stuff and all the police cameras around here.
Yeah, I mean, facial recognition is something that's sort of becoming a bit more used now.
Yeah,
but to just allow potentially anybody to have access to that can't be safe.
No,
it really can't.
That's definitely what we call an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, well, I think that's the big thing. That's what everybody is fearing. It is an invasion of privacy. You know, I know you can say, well, anyone can just be walking around filming with their phone and stuff like that, but
you see it more.
You do see it more.
With glasses, it's not always obvious, is it? And they look quite stylish. Do you remember the first set of smart glasses I got? Do you remember those? They were big, bulky earpieces. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, they could have not been mistaken for anything else. These actually look like sunglasses, the Meta ones.
Yeah, no, they do.
And they're only going to get slimmer and thinner from here, because as technology advances, you know. And actually, I have got the Generation 1 versions. They're up to Gen 3s, I think, now. So, you know, I'm sure more has changed. But yeah,
probably. Because, I mean, they actually advertise them on TV and stuff now, which they didn't.
Yeah. So I think basically we have to just be careful. But
yeah,
as well as being wary and safe, we also have to maybe, I don't know about making an allowance. It's not really the word I'm thinking of, but something, so that not everybody is persecuted for using them, essentially.
Yeah.
Because the last thing I want to be is walking through Paddington and be punched in the face.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's happened to people.
Really?
It's happened to people because they were wearing smart glasses. Because the assumption is you must be doing something bad if you wear it. And that's the problem I have with this, which is why I wanted to talk about it.
Mm.
That's not okay. And then everybody feels unsafe because of that.
Yeah. I've just seen that there's lots of people call them pervert glasses.
Yeah, that's also another name for them.
That's so terrible.
So what do you think? I mean, you don't wear them, but if you have, you must have seen people out and about with them, if you could detect
them. I don't think I've seen anybody out and about with them, to be honest. I don't tend to look for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So genuinely the only experience I have with them is you wearing them. Or Jake. Like when we went to Disney, he took them and he, you know, recorded some things to send and show you. That was what we used them for, nothing else.
That's it.
But I have seen some videos of women talking about, you know, men wearing them, hence the title of calling them pervert glasses. You know, and recording intimate moments.
There's a whole section in one of the articles I read all about that.
Yeah, although I do wonder how you get away with saying, oh, I just need to wear my sunglasses while we're doing whatever.
Doing the deed.
some kind of weird fetish, I don't know. But it whatever, however it's
You know
happened.
What it is? If I can't see you, you can't see me.
Yeah.
Like the ravenous bug blatter beast of Tral from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It said if you put a towel over your head and you can't see it, then it can't see you, even though it can.
Yeah. We used to have a dog like that, actually. He used to hide his head if you told him to not be in a particular place.
That's so funny.
He would be like, well, I can't see you, so you can't see me.
Ostrich dog.
Yeah, literally. But otherwise, I don't have, personal experience, I guess.
Fair. You know, though, I like being able to just take pictures with them. I like being able to just catch a moment, have it described. That's another thing as well that we're being used for is live descriptions. Not just human, but going out to an AI and having the world around you described.
Yeah.
When Jake and I went somewhere by train and we were standing in the train station, there's a timetable on the wall opposite, isn't there, on the tunnel wall.
Mm.
And I just had my head facing that way because, like, you know, you're standing normally.
Yeah.
And I issued the hey, you know what command. Look and tell me what the timetable is. And it was able to tell me that.
That is really cool. What's sad if these do get banned or whatever they're talking about doing them. You know, it does open up things for, you know, people with sight issues. And that's a shame that you wouldn't be able to use that feature.
Yeah, and I've seen some YouTubers try these features out, for example, and scoff at the idea of having live descriptions because they don't know the uses they can be put to. So someone was like, yeah, I got these Mentor glasses, and one of the features they offer is to tell me what's around me, but I can already see it. I'm not stupid.
Oh my God.
And that was the kind of thinking.
You are stupid, actually, but okay.
That's special.
Not you, I mean the person. For not realizing how that could benefit people.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing. But those are my thoughts on it, really. I'd love to know what other people think, because I know there's quite a lot of people I know that have these. There's equally a lot that don't, right? And that's fine too, and fair enough. But for the uses that we as blind people are putting them to, hopefully all sensible and not upskirting, I think they have legitimate use, right?
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see how many people do a pivot away from the pervert glasses when Apple release a pair. Because some people, not everybody, luckily, but some people think, well, if they're doing it, it must be okay.
Mm.
Not the case. It doesn't matter the company. Everybody's got dirty secrets, dark, dirty secrets, right? But I just think the thought process behind it is, well, if a big company like that's doing it, it might be okay. And so there'll be a lot of naysayers that become yay-sayers. We'll see. I don't necessarily think you should be flip-flopping like that. If you have a reason for your thoughts, keep them.
Yeah.
You own them. And that's fine. But yeah. What say you?
What about Apple bringing out?
Yeah, because I think they'd probably look quite nice. Because Apple do what Apple do, yeah? They are going to probably bring out a foldable phone this year. And Samsung are on their 8th generation of foldables. They've been bringing them out for 8 years.
Yeah.
Apple have waited. And they tend to do this, right? And so they do this thing where they claim to be the first at doing something
mm-hmm.
when they're not. But because they've seen everyone else do it and fail spectacularly,
yeah.
when they do it, it tends to be all right.
Yeah.
So I do wonder how the Apple smart glasses will be and how
they'll work. Maybe they'll have better safety features. Maybe that's what route they'll go down.
I'm sure that's what they're going to go for, and I think that's quite interesting. Well, you know me and Jake, we're probably going to be quite interested in it, so...
I'm sure.
Might see a pair in the ass one of these days.
Mm.
We shall see.
Probably.
But there you go. I know you've got things to do, so I shall let you go. But before you do that, do tell us the story for a week, if you don't mind.
So, this week's strange news. Man arrested after dressing as Grim Reaper on hospital roof and staring at patients.
Why?
So a 26-year-old man was fined £200 by Llandudno magistrates.
In Wales.
In Wales. He'd been arrested after dressing as the Grim Reaper and climbing onto the roof of a Welsh hospital to stare at staff and visitors. So the fire and rescue service were called after a man dressed in black hooded outfit was seen overlooking the entrance to the hospital on Saturday, the 6th of June. He was seen brandishing what appeared to be a long blade. So, you know, like the... Is it called a scythe? Yeah, scythe. That's it.
Yep.
And he was later charged with causing a nuisance and disturbance without reasonable excuse on NHS premises.
Okay, hang on. How do you have a reasonable excuse?
I don't know.
I'd love to know that.
Maybe so if you're like shouting because you're upset about something or...
Okay.
I don't know. That's all I can think of.
That's amusing.
I can't think.
Did anybody catch it with smart glasses?
I don't know, but there is a picture. So obviously we'll attach it.
Wow.
So he was ordered to pay £50 in compensation,
yep.
£100 in fines and £100 in costs for the court.
Ooh. £250 for acting like death.
This is quite funny too. In addition, he admitted to stealing £30 to £40 of cat food and cat litter from pets at home in March and food and drink from Sainsbury's in May.
Why are you stealing cat food?
Well, I'm assuming he needs to feed his cat.
Not himself.
Well, no, because he did steal food from Sainsbury's.
Oh, true that. True that.
Yeah. So.
People are strange.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what can you say? Somebody will have recorded that.
Yeah. Somewhere. There's pictures, though, so you can have a look at the picture.
Right.
We'll attach it.
Well, there you go. That's us for the week. Now we will prepare for next week's 100th episode. I can't believe we've gotten to that.
No. We need a party popper.
Quite proud. Yeah. We'll be barbecuing in the sun, swimming in the pool, having a good time.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Definitely.
Well, wow. Thank you for being with us. If you're new, welcome. And if you're not, welcome back. And we'd like to see you next week, where we will be recording from Italy, our 100th episode. And that seems quite fitting to record such a nice milestone somewhere else. Very exciting. I'm looking forward to whatever this week will bring, because I've no idea. Last year we were on a cruise at this time, or getting ready to be, weren't we?
We were on the cruise this time, yeah.
And that was a fun week. And this will be totally, totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a piano in the place. So, you know, whether it's tuned well or not, you're guaranteed a recording of some kind from me. So we shall see what that's like. But, yeah. Do like and subscribe, leave a comment, become a YouTube member if you want to do that and get these episodes a little bit early. Sometimes it's around 24 hours early, depends, and so on. But that's it from us. Until next time, when we're on holiday.
Bye.